listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back. We are joined by Dr. Tawfiq Hamid, a man with a remarkable story. He is currently a senior fellow and chair for the study of Islamic radicalism at the Potomac Institute for Policy Studies. But prior to that, he was at one point a terrorist in training in his native Egypt. And we're grateful beyond words that he saw the folly of that course of action and decided to become part of the solution to the threat posed by the program of Sharia that he adhered to and that he was using violence at a moment, or was poised to use violence to promote. Tawfiq Hamid, thank you so much for joining us, especially on a moment when the world's eyes are riveted on what's going on in Pete King's Homeland Security Committee. Hearings are underway as we speak, and we're very appreciative of having the chance to talk with you about what you make of those hearings, the importance of them, and the subject that hopefully will be fully explored in their course.
My pleasure and honor to be with you again, Frank. My position here is that Congressman Peter King is doing what I see as necessary to counter the radicalization process that's currently happening among several Muslim communities. The reality, Frank, is that the Muslim communities represent only 1% of the society, yet almost all homegrown Islamic terror attacks and the threats are coming from them, including people who convert to Islam. So what I see Congressman Peter King is doing is the most rational and honest approach to deal with the problem. He cannot ignore it, and we cannot ignore it until we see a major disaster happening in our country. This is number one. Number two, the Muslim community need to realize that they failed to solve the problem, and that in the last few years, in fact, the last couple of years represents the highest level of the threat of homegrown radicalism. So we truly deal with a problem. As I always mention, if the people who take certain medication get certain disease or a problem, we need to investigate this medication. We don't need to investigate other medications. So when we see people following this ideology, specific ideology, and becoming jihadists and developing homegrown terrorist ideas, we should investigate this ideology, not go to other ideologies. We haven't seen the problem coming from Hindus or Buddhists or Baha'i, Frank. We have seen it specifically coming from the Muslim community. So that's why I fully support Congressman Peter King in investigating this phenomenon.
Well, Tawfiq, you did so in a very powerfully argued piece that appeared in Newsmax yesterday. And I just wanted to quote a paragraph, which I really thought was so important, particularly coming from a Muslim who is part of the, as I say, the community that we are finally, under Pete King's leadership, taking a look at. And one of the people, of course, testifying in the hearings today was Representative Keith Ellison, a Muslim member of Congress from Minnesota. And you mentioned in this passage that, quote, Congressman Ellison welcomes confronting the ideology of al-Awlaki, the American-born cleric who is hiding in Yemen now and, as you know, running al-Qaeda operations against us from there. And you go on to say, I quote, I fully agree with him on this. However, he, that is Congressman Ellison, needs to realize that the violent teachings that can end in creating terrorists is not limited to al-Awlaki or bin Laden teaching, but is an integral and unchallenged part of the current mainstream teachings that are available to many young Muslims in the United States and overseas. And Tawfiq Hamid, I just wonder, when you talk about that widespread availability of these teachings as being actually mainstream, you are presumably talking about the kind of Sharia program that is promoted in mosques and through bookstores and the internet and videos and so on, around this country, certainly, and around the world. Is that, in fact, what you're referring to?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's available, Frank. Everywhere, Muslims can get Islamic education in general. Like, for example, you can find this teaching in the Islamic bookstores. You can just go and grab any Islamic jurisprudence book or Sharia book, and you will see clearly that these books, while do not teach suicide bombing, but they teach the hatred, they teach the violent attitude toward the other. And that is the main core of the problem. They teach and they undervalue the life of non-Muslims. So if a Muslim killed a Muslim, he is punishable by death. But if a Muslim, according to the Sharia laws, killed a non-Muslim, he shouldn't be punishable by death. So when you read this, when you study this coming from the mainstream Islamic books, and this is unchallenged, available on these books in Amazon, you can bookstore, you can find them Amazon online, you can buy them in the Islamic bookstores here, you can get the information via the internet, and this, the problem here is that these values, these violent and barbaric values, are not challenged by other books. So as young Muslims, you don't have too many options. You have one option, and that is it.
Yes,
so
this is really the crux of the matter. Yeah, if I may, Tafiq Hamid, we're so grateful for that insight about what is in fact being promoted in the mainstream of Islamist teaching and so on, and it just helps calibrate, and I think, as you say, reinforces the argument for Pete King to be doing the work he's doing. Let me switch gears slightly, because hailing from Egypt as you do, and given your past, as you've called it in your latest book, Inside Jihad, the subtitle of which is Understanding and Confronting Radical Islam. Tafiq Hamid, you know a lot about the Muslim Brotherhood. And I'm interested in both your thoughts about what its agenda is globally, and what you can tell us about how it is operating inside the United States itself, through a variety of front organizations that are promoting precisely this teaching that you've warned us about.
The ultimate aim of this group is to Islamize the world under one caliphate and to make it following an Islamic Sharia law. This is the ultimate goal. They simply use different tactics from other groups. Other groups are more confrontational, more violent, but this group do not directly go to use violence, but they use a political system and change the society gradually via money, via creating Sharia banking to make them part of an Islamic system, via promoting the hijab phenomena, via promoting the Islamic teaching and trying to present it as if it's a secular form of, or present itself as secular organization just on the surface. But the reality is that they promote many principles that completely contradict our constitution. And this is the way they go. They use like subtle way of infiltrating the society, changing people to make them Muslim, convert them to Islam, and they go gradually to control the banks, to make women wear the hijab, to control the society in different aspects until they achieve their target.
Yes, this is the stealth jihad, or as the guest of the Brotherhood calls it, civilization jihad. And just a quick word, because Pete King, Congressman Pete King, has come in for so much criticism from groups like the Council on American Islamic Relations, for example, of which I spoke earlier in the program. Is there any question in your mind that they constitute a part of the Muslim Brotherhood apparatus and agenda in America?
Absolutely not. They are an integral part of the whole system that's trying to overthrow our value system of human rights and constitution and replace it by an Islamic Sharia agenda. These are just different faces of the same coin.
Yeah. And to the extent that they are successfully insinuating themselves into our civil society and into our government, they are unfortunately making significant progress, I'm sure you would agree, in advancing the purposes of this stealth jihad. Tafiq Hamid, thank you so much for joining us. If you would like to learn more about Tafiq Hamid, I encourage you to go to tafighamid.com. That's T-A-W-F-I-K hamid.com. And thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Hamid, and I hope you will do so perhaps immediately in the aftermath of the King hearings to tell us what you thought came out of them and where we need to go from here. Next up, we will be talking with Christian Whiton about the Brotherhood's operations in the Middle East and what it'll mean for you.
To SecureFreedomRadio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.